in the following meetings. So that'll be at the next few meetings, city council meetings coming up. Let's see. The Audi Kirkwood time extension was also approved. We do have the multifamily at 134 and 138 West Madison that has been scheduled. We have that public hearing that will occur on the 15th of the city council. Then a few updates on projects under construction. I actually did a site visit earlier this week with the BP on Manchester at Clay in Manchester. They are making more progress on that site work. So they've installed the required retaining wall. They replaced the steel guardrails with a timber-backed guardrail as required by code. They are in the process of getting the fence ordered for installation. And so they have basically the fence installation, the dumpster enclosure, and the landscaping to do and lighting. They have indicated that they intend to do all of that actually still yet this fall. They were extended to through April to get all that done, but they intend to get all this done, and they're making a picked up progress again on that project. So that's good to see. The No Leash Needed, well, it was Camp Bow Wow, then taken over by No Leash Needed. We got their performance guarantee straightened out recently here, and we were able to issue the permit. So you should see more work on that building at 902 South Kirkwood Road, and hopefully some quick progress to get all that going as well. Those are all the updates I wanted to touch on. Are there any questions?
Yeah. Any movement on Starbucks?
So, Starbucks, the last update I heard was that they expected the additional queuing analysis to be conducted, be finalized. I thought it was either the end of last week or the end of this week. Regardless, I have not been provided that information from them. I've been basically asking every week for updates from them, so I will continue to give you all updates as well. Both Starbucks and Villa Di Maria, they are coming up in November to a point where they're at their automatic recommendation date. And for Mary Lee, and probably a reminder for everyone else as well, our code really requires that Planning and Zoning Commission act upon an application during a certain amount of time so that these things don't get drawn out. It's really meant to protect the applicant from it getting drawn out. In these two cases, it's the applicant the commission that's awaiting information from the applicant, but the requirement still stands. So in November, we will either have to, the project will either have to be voted on, or the applicants will have to request a time extension. If a time extension is not requested and the information that the commission needs to vote is not provided, really the alternative is that the commission would deny the applications based on inadequate information for consideration. So I don't know that that's ever happened. So usually we come to some extension or some headway on the progress needed for a vote, but just wanted to bring everyone up to speed on that.
Well, Jonathan, in the case of Villa Di Maria, from what I remember of the posture of that application, we could vote on the initial application, which contains a student limitation that they are not presently sure they want to live with.
That's correct. You're right, Commissioner Fire. That's absolutely correct. So they initially indicated they were okay with the cap as represented really in the traffic study that they provided. It was assumed that they would not have increased enrollment. So that was always carried forward as a condition that their enrollment not increase from its current number. At the subcommittee meeting, they did ask about the opportunity to revise the traffic, well, to have the traffic study revised to look at the potential, any potential negative effects from increasing the enrollment, and that's where they are at. But you're correct. If it comes to it, we could absolutely vote on with the current traffic study and the assume that there would be no increase in enrollment.
So it may be that as we get toward that date, you may be generating a proposed subcommittee report on the original application?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? My question is, Jonathan, do we have anything right now on the agenda for the 21st then?
We do. We have one item of new business.
Okay, good enough.
Yep.
Okay. If we can talk for 25 more minutes, we won't have to watch the debate.
I thought it started at 8.
Commissioner Finer, from your history on the Board of Adjustment, I know you can make that happen.
Oh, you bet. I can talk all night if necessary.
I need to eat.
Well, that's all staff has. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, next meeting, October 21st. And I guess we will be meeting. There's an agenda item. So nothing else. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
No, moved.
Okay. Mr. Finer, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. James. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous.
All right. Everybody.
Night.